الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, any person with even the slightest amount of some understanding of business, so he will understand that the capital that he has, this is extremely precious, and it all depends on how he uses his capital. Either he will use that capital in a way that it will generate a lot of profits, then he will regard himself as very successful, others will regard him as such. People will pat him on the back that, mashallah, you had only 10,000 rands, but you invested it in a very wise way, you used it very wisely, and as a result, in barely a year, you already now have earned 100,000, so you really made good use of your capital. And then somebody else had 1 million rands also, but he used that capital in such a way that at the end of the year, he doesn't even have 100 rands to show. He has no profits generated out of it. Everything was a loss. So he too will feel completely like a foolish person, and everybody else will also reprimand him, especially if it was squandered in some way. One is something happened beyond his control. But if he wasted it, used it in a way that was not going to bring any profits to start off with, so he will be regarded as a very, very foolish person. So the capital that he has, if he uses it correctly, he's going to earn, otherwise he's going to be in a serious loss. The capital that we and every insan has is the capital of time. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this very precious capital of time. And how valuable and how precious this capital of time is, Allah Ta'ala highlights it in the Quran Sharif by taking a qasam on time. Wal asr. Qasam on time, that how important time is. That every moment, every second in a person's life, this is his capital. And every second is melting away, dripping away, it will never come back. That second that has gone will never come back. So now this limited time that each person has, the only difference is, we don't know what is each person's limit. And we all hope and live in that very big hope that I have still plenty of time left. And many people who were around also had that same hope that they have a lot of time left still. But suddenly they were gone. Allah knows best when suddenly we are gone or we still have some time left, we have no idea. So we have this very precious capital of time, so precious that Allah Ta'ala Himself has taken qasam upon it. To make us conscious, don't waste this capital. Because you don't have any idea how much is left. How much was total, available, so much of it has passed already. In somebody's life, 20 years have passed, somebody 25, somebody 50, somebody 70 already. Allah knows best whether we who are still in our 20s or 15 already only, whether we'll see 20, we'll see 25, we have no idea. So each person has to have this consciousness that this is the most precious capital I have right now. And this is what in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has further highlighted, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Treasure 5 things before 5 other things come in place. As mentioned, one was shababak qabla haramik. That treasure and value your youth before old age comes. Because this is a prime part of this capital. And another aspect mentioned, wa hayataka qabla mautik. Value your life before death comes. When death comes, everything is now over, there's no chance left. So this valuable capital of time, Allah Ta'ala took a qasam on it in the Quran Sharif, then there are certain opportunities That for example, a business person now, depending on what his nature of his business is, but now if the December month is approaching, then he puts everything else aside, because he has to make full use of this capital to earn the maximum. It's season time. So likewise, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam in the Quran Sharif upon certain seasons wherein this capital can earn the maximum. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam wal fajr wa layal in ashr. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam. Allah takes a qasam on the 10 nights. There are special 10 nights in the year. Allah takes a qasam on these 10 nights. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu explains, refers to the first 10 days, 10 nights here refers to the 24 hours that go along with it, day and night, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Now these are special, very, very special 10 days. And this is already on our doorstep, few days away. Now when there's a very special time coming in the business calendar, then long before there's some consciousness about it, there's some concern for it, there's some preparation. And then when that particular time comes, then everything else is aside. That takes precedence over everything. Now something for us to reflect on, that such Mubarak times are here, just on our doorstep. How Mubarak, how great. In one Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that there is no time in the year where any good action is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr than these 10 days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Any other time of the year, nothing can equate the rewards that will be attained for the good actions done in these 10 days. Now this is that capital where a person now can earn maximum. Other times of the year, he will be able to earn maybe 50% profit, 20% profit. But now some season comes and such a situation comes, he can earn 1000% profit. Maybe 5000% profit. So any person who has any understanding of business, he won't go to sleep that time. It's really time to make the maximum. That's the message Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving, that this capital of time, this is the time to make the maximum with it. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no other time of the year can compare with the time of this 10 days in terms of the rewards to be attained. So the sahaba inquired, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Not even jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, because this, the reward of this, they understood was beyond everything else. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not even that. Walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa mali falam yarji' minhuma bi shay'in. The one who goes, except the only person who will gain more in another time, person went out with all his possessions, everything he owned in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and then he sacrificed everything, and he sacrificed his life also. Neither one bit came back in terms of his possessions, he didn't come back also. His reward is greater. Otherwise nobody else can get a greater reward than the amal performed in these times. Now, subhanallah, such a tremendously great time is right at our doorstep. Now the question for myself to ask, I need to ask myself, and each one of us needs to ask ourselves, are we prepared for this? Or we'll just take it as just another time in the year. That I've already got my routine, my screen time is 4 hours a day, 3 hours a day. My other sporting activities are on certain nights of the day and certain nights of the week and certain days of the week. I have other things to do. So nothing will change, because this time will come and go. It came last year also. I'm already 50 years old. It came 49 times in my life already. So it'll come again. And then I still got another 50 years to live. I'll see some other time. Is that the approach that we will have? Or we understand what Allah is giving us? The person who understands the value of this capital that Allah has blessed us with, then he will latch on to these moments. That subhanallah, such great moments that every good deed, in these 10 days is far greater in reward than any good deed at other times. And therefore in one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, excessively recite in these Mubarak days, tasbih, subhanallah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, tahmeed, alhamdulillah, and takbir, Allahu Akbar. The third kalima has all these combined in it, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Now to be conscious of this, that this is a time to take the maximum. That is a time not to just while away. It came last year, it came the year before, it came 10 times in my life, 50 times in my life, so now another 1 year will go past. Then it means that the person has no understanding of the value of the capital and no understanding of the value of what is being blessed. But the realization may come when it's too late, when our eyes close, we go on from this dunya. Now the person will lament, what did I do? That, ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah. Now it's too late to be feeling sorry about oneself. Now is the time to take that advantage of that Mubarak moments. So one is to exert oneself in righteous deeds. But these Mubarak days, what is the greatest righteous deed? Any time of the year for that matter, what is the greatest righteous deed? So the greatest righteous deed is that we become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest good deed. To turn to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity, to make tawbah from all the past, and to become a true and loyal servant of Allah Ta'ala. To connect oneself to our Creator. That is the greatest good deed. Now mashallah, whatever other amal a person does, alhamdulillah, that's very good. But now the month of Ramadan had just passed. And the month of Ramadan, mashallah, we exerted ourselves in many good deeds. But the question is that did we connect to Allah Ta'ala? And connecting to Allah Ta'ala, the primary aspect in that is shunning whatever Allah has forbidden. Fulfilling what Allah has commanded. So now again another opportunity Allah Ta'ala gives us. Ramadan just passed and now barely 2 months later Allah gives us another opportunity. We have no idea whether we'll still live to see it. We should hope for it. Allah Ta'ala show us these Mubarak days. But there's another opportunity for the greatest good deed. We can't wait for then. We should make the tawbah now. But then to reaffirm it in these days. Sincere tawbah and connecting ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you are my creator, you are my sustainer, every bounty I enjoy is from you alone, all these limbs and faculties that you have blessed me with, this is purely your gift, my eyes, your bounty and your gift, the whole world put together cannot give it to me, my ears, my tongue, my hands, my feet, the heart that you have blessed me with, the mind and the intelligence that I have been given, and every other aspect of life that I enjoy, everything, Ya Allah, is purely yours, and it's an amanat from you. And Ya Allah, I have been squandering this time of this capital of time as well. I've been misusing all these amanats, but Ya Allah, I'm now coming back to you. I regret all the wrongs that were done, all the misuse of this amanat. Ya Allah, I'm sincerely repenting, from all the haram that the eyes we're involved in, all the vulgarity that the tongue blurted out, all the other sins, not confined to only what we generally acknowledge to be sins, even what we just brush aside. The sin of poor akhlaq, where we end up committing zulm on sometimes those near and dear, sometimes maybe in our, those who are under our authority in some way. Whatever capacity, to make tawbah from that zulm, to make tawbah from that bad conduct. So in all aspects of life, wherever we have faltered, to make tawbah, sincerely repent, and come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These are opportunities for that. This is the greatest good deed. This is what will truly bring a person the blessings of Allah Ta'ala and bring him the great rewards also. So one is to exert oneself in righteous deeds. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in the riwayat of Tirmizi sharif, that the fast of the first 9 days of Zulhijjah, each fast is equivalent to the fast of 1 year, the nafil fast of 1 year. تَعْدِلُ سِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And the ibadat of each night of these 10 nights is equivalent to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. Allah is showering down His blessings and bounties. But now the question is, that are we ready to turn towards Allah Ta'ala and take these bounties, receive these blessings, take this great opportunity to connect to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? One is the exertion in amal in terms of salah, fasting, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, as we've already discussed, to excessively recite this tasbihat, takbir. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, on these first 10 days of Zulhijjah, they would come out into the bazaar, into the marketplace, with people all heavily occupied in their work and their business and trade, and they would recite the takbir aloud to conscientize people, to remind them, to make them realize that what's this time passing. So that while busy with whatever they're busy with, but their tongues can still be reciting these takbirat. So they would come out just to highlight this, that look, don't forget about it. Yes, you need to continue with your work, you need to continue with your business, but take the opportunity in between. You'll have some moments of time, don't let it pass without taking this benefit. So this much is, to this extent they had this great, this consciousness of it. The value of it was in their hearts. They understood how great it is. So they went to this extent for themselves to remind others. So one is now to do what best we can in all this, in this regard. Amal such as salah, fasting, tasbihat, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. But righteous deeds don't stop there. Among the very great righteous deeds, birrul walidain, that a person is doing that kind of, he's conducting himself in that way and serving his parents in such a way that he brings happiness to their hearts. Birrul walidain, very great virtue, which brings very great rewards, and unfortunately very greatly neglected in the times we live in. Illa mashallah, those whom Allah blesses with the tawfiq, otherwise very greatly neglected also. Then together with that, extended on that, silatul rahim, maintaining and joining family ties. Things happen sometimes. There is some disruption in some relationship somewhere. Some ill feeling came in the way. But these are opportunities and occasions to go out of our way to mend those relationships. This is a very great amal. And as mentioned already in the Hadith Sharif, any action done in these days, no other action in other times can equate it. This is one very great amal. Turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincere tawbah for whatever we have done in the past also. Open our hearts and forgive others as well. And also mend the relationships. So this very great amal of silatul rahim. Then sadaqah. Subhanallah, every action is more greater than any action done in other times. What the sadaqah reward will bring. So to increase the sadaqah in this time, open our hearts out. And that's also part of it. The very great amal of helping people in whatever need we can. It might not always be something financial. Sometimes it's just some other help a person needs in some way, which you are also able to help with. These things are not to be taken by the way, lightly. It might sometimes just be that moral support to give somebody in some matter. Just to boost somebody's spirits. Somebody is feeling down and out because of whatever his circumstances are. So we just gave some encouraging words. Don't regard it as trivial. It's also a very great amal in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So the crux of it, these are very Mubarak days and nights that are now approaching us. And from now we need to make our mind put the mind in the right direction and focus ourselves, conscientize our families, make them realize also the value of this time coming, prepare ourselves that I'm going to put aside everything else that is of not any importance, something that is not necessary for me to now be engaged in. I have to do my work, my business, my job will carry on. But there are many things that are just futile. Screen time will be zero time. Tilawat time will come in. Time for zikr, for dua, for nawafil. And most importantly, as mentioned, to connect to Allah Ta'ala. And that requires tawbah. To think about all the things that are wrong in our lives and make tawbah from it. Not just in a way that, well, I made tawbah from 10 things, so other 2 things, 3, 4 things is fine, let that carry on. Those 2, 3 things can become a major problem for us. It can become a barrier at the time of maut from the kalima because we're regarding it as trivial. And therefore we're not making tawbah from it also. That is worse than a major sin that a person committed and felt very perturbed about it. And he regarded it as a terrible thing. And it made him feel restless. That is not as severe as what is sometimes regarded as a minor sin which a person brushed aside. Because he regarded the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala as trivial, na'uzu billah. That is even worse than that major sin which the person felt very greatly remorseful after it. This can become a barrier at the time of maut from the kalima. Because it was regarded disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and trivialized. So what, if I saw somebody, so what now? Small thing, life carries on like this. No tawbah from it. Breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala with regards to parda, for example, hijab and the intermingling. One of things that's a norm now, life carries on like this, so what? Various other things of this nature in the time of functions and family gatherings and whatever. The laws of Allah Ta'ala are trampled and not even any concern comes in the heart and mind that this is a problem, this is wrong, this is a sin. So now when a person even doesn't even make tawbah from it and just brushes it aside, regards it as just one of those things, that is sometimes even more severe than a person, Allah forbid, which is terribly wrong. Person gambling, committing zina and doing whatever else, but feeling terrible remorse and regret. That remorse and regret will take him to sincere tawbah, inshallah. That sin is terrible. It's major. It's destructive. But this is worse if it's being brushed aside. So this is a time now to make tawbah from all this. To make tawbah from everything that we have been unfortunately slipped up in, mistakes we made. Allah's doors of mercy are still open. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is waiting for us. It requires us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And these are very great opportunities to take the maximum benefit from. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.